Wednesday. Today is May the 8th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to continue today talking about the announcement dealing with sustainable aviation fuel tax credits and visit with Tad Nicholson, Executive Director of the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association, talking about the shortfalls behind this policy, how it has impacts on Ohio's corn growers. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting today with Tad Nicholson. Tad is Executive Director of the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association. Tad, it seems like it's been quite a while that we've been talking about corn ethanol and the potential for sustainable aviation fuel, and it was even back at the Commodity Classic where we were waiting for a big announcement that never came at Commodity Classic. Well, that announcement did come today, and to be honest, it came with some disappointment. Why don't you tell us more?
Yeah, it's been a two-month wait, as you just mentioned, so we thought we could get this, and we were rather disappointed with the news came out today. Here's what's going on. It's a very complicated issue, but bottom line is this work right now is going to set corn ethanol up. If it's done right, it sets corn ethanol up to be a player in the sustainable aviation fuel market, and that's a huge market that matters to not just this generation of farmers, but the next several generations of farmers. So getting it right now is a very important thing. And unfortunately, the administration came out with a rule that had some issues hung on it that we just can't accept. And that is, in order to get low carbon intensive corn, that's what we're after here, to qualify for sustainable aviation fuel. We know what we would like them to do is to say, give us a number, and we'll innovate and hit it. What they did was they came out with a number, but also a prescribed way of farming to get it. Farmers would have to do cover crops, no-till, and a nitrogen efficiency enhancement, one of the various practices. All of those three things would have to be done for corn to qualify for sustainable aviation fuel. Obviously, we've never been okay with the federal government prescribing how we farm. Just give us the parameters you want us to hit, and we will innovate and hit it.
Well, for months and months, we've been talking about this concept of meeting a carbon intensity score, and that's really been what's been hanging out there. But now it seems like that's not good enough because they're dictating how that has to be achieved rather than allowing the individual producers to find the practices that best accomplish that on their individual operations, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so, again, not to overcomplicate this, but this is the first bite at the apple. This rule was done on a tax credit that's going to end at the end of this year. There is further rules to be applied to a tax credit that really matters more to us, and that starts the beginning of 2025. And that would be what may incentivize a farmer to grow low CI corn because it would have a value to an ethanol plant that was working with so we want to make sure that we get that one right. This rule today is a precursor. It's like the starting point for the negotiation of that next tax credit. So things got made a little bit more difficult for us with this today, but make no mistake, we are not done lobbying on this because it is that important to get this right. And we're going to be continuing to work on behalf of farmers to make sure that we don't have prescriptive farming handed down from the federal government on this. But really, we want to use our own innovation and get this thing right.
My guest again today, Tad Nicholson, Executive Director of the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. In other agricultural news, CNH Industrial and Intelsat, an operator of the world's largest integrated satellite and terrestrial communications networks, announced a collaboration back on Monday that will provide farmers universal access to the Internet by way of ruggedized satellite communications or SATCOM services. Now, based on a new memorandum of understanding, Intelsat will provide multi-orbit Internet access to connect CNH equipment in remote locations and easy-to-use satellite terminals tools ready to handle the challenging environment on a farm. With 60 years of experience in SATCOM, Intelsat's capabilities span geosynchronous and low Earth orbits, offering Case IH, Steyr, and New Holland customers broad and reliable SATCOM coverage. Case IH, Steyr, and New Holland customers will use the rigorously tested terminals that connect easily and are proven to withstand extreme weather conditions and the vibration and shock produced by farm equipment activity. Intelsat's industrial-grade terminals already serve critical industrial applications, including for the military and airlines. This offering will be first available in the second half of 2024 to farmers in Brazil, where Conector Agro Rural Connectivity Indicator found only 19% of the area available for agricultural use has high-speed internet access. Now, customers will be able to rely on their Case IH and New Holland dealers to install and support Intelsat's hardware and service activation. The companies plan to expand their collaboration to the U.S., Australia, and other regions, according to a release. Satellite technology helps solve complex connectivity challenges for hard-to-reach farms, but not all providers are equal. Intelsat stands out for its depth of experience as well as quality and reliability of its service and industrial terminal offerings. They get what it means to be rugged. We look forward to serving customers around the world with this solution, that according to the CNH Chief Digital and Information Officer. Now, internet connectivity is central to realizing gains in productivity and yield through precision agriculture, as KHIH, Steyr, and New Holland farmers' intelligent machines connect and coordinate with one another while they work. They also communicate via the cloud, exchange data securely, and receive farmers' highly specified directions for the jobs they execute. And while many farmers fulfill this need for internet connectivity with CNH's market-leading global mobile virtual network, existing cell towers do not enable pervasive connection. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, less than 33% of the world's surface has mobile network coverage. And as the first satellite communications company to provide multi-orbit connectivity to farmers around the world, Intelsat's collaboration with CNH will unlock new capabilities in the most remote locations through our global communications platform, that according to the Intelsat CEO. He said, "We've proven the ruggedized, built-for-purpose terminals that can access multi-satellite orbits from anywhere on Earth, offer the highest network reliability, greater throughput, and the best user experience." That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.